Dreamscape presents Everything the Darkness Eats by Eric LaRocca, narrated by Andre Santana. For my mother. I don't believe, but she does. I wrote this book for her. Is he able but not willing? Then he is malevolent. Epicurus. Prologue, Wales, 1994 AD. It was late in the afternoon, on the third day in April, when the excavation director, a large man with a pockmarked face named Mr. Pritchard, sent his 9-year-old son to fetch Hart Crowley and tell him they had found something. Mr. Pritchard told his son that he would most likely find Mr. Crowley taking his afternoon tea, as was his custom, in the small tent they had constructed at the foot of the mountain, not only a place of refuge from the icy wind, but a sanctuary where they could catalog the artifacts they had uncovered. If you could even call them artifacts, that is. Nearly 2 weeks at the dig site, and hardly any of the items they had unearthed were unfit to appear in even the most tasteless sideshow attraction. But finally, a sign. Mr. Pritchard's son scampered down the path, mountain wind beating hard against him and spiriting him further ahead as if he were being carried by an invisible gloved hand. When he came to the tent, he peered inside and found the room empty, maps strewn across the tables, digging tools left unguarded. As he circled the tent, he came upon a small embankment and stared down into it, only to find Mr. Crowley on his knees sifting through a large tray of dirt. "Mr. Crowley," the boy called, waving his arms in the air. "They found something." Mr. Crowley was on his feet in a matter of seconds, climbing up the small ridge. As he approached, the boy couldn't help but notice how much older Mr. Crowley seemed to appear despite his age. His mouth constantly pulling downward, the swollen pouches of excess skin beneath each of his eyes. He resembled something not unlike a fresh cadaver that had yet to become smartened by a skilled mortician. The boy began to lead Mr. Crowley further up the mountain path toward the rim where most of the excavation crew had gathered. As they neared the summit, the young boy turned and noticed Mr. Crowley's pace slowing to a crawl, his eyes seemingly transfixed by the neighboring mountains curtained with low-hanging mist. The primordial landscape...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?